Hello, folks. This is the Knick Knack Podcast. I'm Knick Knack. I am a queer and autistic non-binary woman with a variety of deep interests. This podcast is a kind of audio blog where I share my views in pursuit of greater engagement and emotional relief. Views and life, I should add. This is season 15, episode 47, and I'm calling it Actually Autistic Love. My wonderful partner, Vinny, was kind enough to come onto the podcast and talk with me a little bit about the relationship we've developed over the past couple of days. And there are a lot of challenges and a lot of hurdles that lie between us and where we are now and what we're dreaming of, what we want for the future, what we're hoping for the future. And being actually autistic is no small part of some of the hurdles that we face. But I think you'll be able to tell from listening to this how deeply in love we actually are. And it is nutty, I will admit, very nutty, the way we met via a neurodivergent dating and friend app called Hiki. And then just the way we connected, and we've been chatting over Discord for the past 3 days, and yet here we are. So, before ado is in any way furthered, grab your favorite beverage, grab a breath, and let's get started. It is euphoria. Like, ever since I met you, hon, like, well, it was just this random thing. Like, it was just this thing of, we're on Hiki, or however you pronounce it.
Yep.
And,
Yep.
and like, you just randomly messaged me, and suddenly we're here.
Yeah.
So, honey, since we met, and we met on, what was that? Was that Friday? Like, that was, I think, 3 days ago, because it's Monday now. But it seems like the best 3 days of my life, and I just want to say thank you for being in my life, Vinny.
You're welcome, and thank you for being in my.
Yeah, when you found me, because you reached out to me, like, what made you want to reach out?
I don't know. I was just scrolling the feed as usual. And actually, I was contemplating spending less time on the app because I had been there since August, beginning of August. And I felt like every person I talked to ghosted me, and or like we would start off really great having these nice conversations and things, and I felt like I was not making progress in making friends. And at the time, I was not specifically looking for love. I mean, it was something I hoped for, but not something that I was expecting. And I thought if I came out of this experience with at least one friend, I was doing pretty well. And so I was scrolling the feed and reading new posts, and I came across your post, and something jumped out at me. I know I said it was a line, but it's basically your entire last paragraph. It really got to my heart, and you just basically wrote everything that I felt like I could, that I would say. You wrote what was in my heart already, and you said it would be much simpler if I could just say what I really want to say, which is, I don't give a darn about your external appearance or gender, so long as you have a complementary and sexy neurodivergent mind. I'm really hoping I can find someone that doesn't care about my gender or external appearance much either. Someone that loves me for my autistic wonderfulness. I promise you, I will love you for yours. Whatever you look like, wherever you are. And then you wrote that you were singing, I'm with you. And that just really got to me. And I really resonated with that. And I immediately had to see where this went.
I have no words other than I'm so glad I found you.
I'm so glad I found you too. So that was what initially attracted me to your post because I was like, hey, I'm looking for a friend, and so is this person. Let's be friends. And I clicked on your profile before I went to type a reply to you just to see what sort of interests we had in common. And what you had on your profile. And when I saw that you liked Star Trek and The Sims, that really sealed the deal for me. I was like, hey, two of my, one was a former special interest, and the other is a long-lasting special interest. So I thought, well, I can reminisce about The Sims with you and constantly geek about Star Trek. And
Yeah.
then I scrolled down further and I saw your post with Angela, and she was just such a cute little fur baby that I liked that post too. And then I was like, okay, I have to message this person. And then I typed my message.
It was so pretty. Like your message to me was just so, it was so nice and so open, and I remember I was like really busy that day because I was talking. I had been searching for friends forever too. Like, I mean, I wanted love, obviously, because you've heard some of the episodes I've done recently about that. But I was also like just so gosh darn lonely and needing friends. And so I thought, I saw your message, and then I saw that you were in Seattle. And of course, Seattle is like my home that I miss and my dream city and everything else. And turned out that when I replied to your message, like at first it was kind of awkward because we're talking and you wanted to use Discord, and I'm not very good at Discord because I'm a gamer, but I'm not, I'm not a, I'm a flight sim geek. I'm the geek of geeks. And it just worked. Like over the past couple days, we must have talked for like, I don't know how many hours, but it doesn't feel like hours. It doesn't feel like that. It feels like just time well spent with the person I've been waiting to meet my entire life. So.
Same.
And you're so wonderfully geeky, and you do video games, and you're non-binary, and you're autistic, just like I am. And I mean, in your own different way, like we both have different stims and different sensitivities and different things, but we're both just people that that found each other and really amazed at this app, because, you know, it's for neurodivergent people to connect. You know, I think it's more realistic for most people to make friends that way than rather than just trying to date. But for some reason, here we are a couple of days later, and I dare say we're so much in love, it's ridiculous.
I know, it must be annoying to people. And it's funny because I used to get so upset at those couples who are constantly like, I love you, I love you. And now here we are doing the same thing.
Yeah.
But I just can't help myself, and it feels wonderful.
Yeah, it does. It does. So, honey, if you had a dream for us that you wanted to share with people, what would that dream be?
Well, I want you here with me. I love Seattle. It's my home. It's, even though I wasn't born and raised here, I always felt like this is where I should be. This is where I should always be. And I, realistically, while we cannot have a house like this, I see a house like a cottage / cabin in the middle of the forest, and we have a porch looking out onto a lake, and we grow old together in this house, and we sit on that porch every day and watch sunrises and sunsets and hold hands and talk and live very peaceful lives. And even though you both don't have a lot of money or make a lot of money, we're comfortable.
It sounds so nice, hon. I hope it isn't too much for, you know, the lovey-dovey for the people that aren't us. But
yeah, I'm trying to like really, really keep that low key, just like yeah, not go overboard like we usually do.
yeah. But I do hope that people hear that and hear that how much we care for each other, and hear how much we are, you know, I think we're both, you know, because we're both autistic, and I guess I speak mainly for myself here. Like, I try to be Spock, you know, I try to be logic and data, and love is hardly logic, but loving you is nothing short but logical.
Yeah.
And I just want to say thank you, hon, because I know this can be kind of a scary thing to talk about this sort of stuff. And I share your dream, like my dream is like, okay, maybe in this dream we're like really super rich, because we have your cottage by the lake, maybe in the, you know, the, I don't know, like in the foothills of the Cascades or something, like on the outer band or along the highway that I'm forgetting towards Auburn. And then maybe we also have a place in the city still, and we can, we can still do the city and bohemian art thing, which was always my dream. Like when I was in Seattle, I wrote this song called "The Basement," in the basement of the Emerald City, and it went, in the basement of the Emerald City, things are just out of reach. A staircase below Alki Beach, the view from 69, coffee at every turn. The bohemian city, I'll change it to person, for which I yearn. And to me, you're just the perfect bohemian city person, and I love you and adore you, and I'm glad you like listening to me yammer on. I'm glad the people listening to this like listening to me yammer on. And please support us. Please help us make great art for us and for you. Knickknackpod.net. I've got the Patreon. and I've got the PayPal donate link. So, and I'm sure as we get more comfortable and as we become better at it, we'll probably do something like this again, I hope. Thank you, honey. I love you.
I love you too. And thanks, everybody.
Are the schools shitting out fools who believe what they read and believe what they see? Don't believe them and don't believe me. I'm a tool. I'm your changes of mood. I'm a drug in your food. Don't believe them and don't believe me.
So again, I want to thank you, Vinny, for coming on and agreeing to share all that with everybody. We have some great ideas for the future. Please support not just my work, but our work. And head to knickknackpod.net. Check out the PayPal donate link and the Patreon that is linked there. It's also linked in the pod apps as well in the show notes. The Knick Knack Podcast is copyright 2006 through 2021 by the Knick Knack Podcast Network and is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial 4.0 International License. The music is Raindrop Rhapsody by Josh Elkenberry, The Fool's Guide by Anthony Rotuno, and of course Catch Me If You Can by Attica Attica. If you enjoy this music, please support these artists by buying their work or making donations. Links can be found in the show notes at knickknackpod.net. Thank you so much for taking the time to listen. May you find the safety and support you need to empower you and meet your needs. Keep being actually autistic out there. Bye.
So catch me if you can. I'm running hard without a compass or a plan. So catch me if you can. I'm on the plots, my hat pulled down with a bottle in my bag. I'm on the boat against the rail with the wind against my back.
Good night, Seattle. We love you.
Love you.